Welcome to the Partnership Path in Real Life podcast, where you'll discover how partner management theories drive real-world success. Learn from the experiences of your peers, gain practical advice to overcome challenges, and acquire the skills to become a top-performing channel professional. Join our community by subscribing now and elevate your partner management career.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Partnership Path in Real Life. Michael, I'm super excited to have you on the show today. You and I have been talking about this podcast for a very long time. And so I'm thrilled to have you on. But before we get going, let me let you introduce yourself to our listening audience. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how long you've been working with partners.
Sure. Thanks, John. And yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to do this with you. We've been talking about it, and I'm psyched that the day is here. So just a quick, a little bit about me. 25-ish years in the partner world, all of that around the Microsoft ecosystem, either on the inside of Microsoft, in partnering, or on the outside, as I am today, as an alliance lead back into Microsoft.
Nice. All right. Yeah. 25 years, man. That's a lot of good experience. I like that.
It adds up, and thankfully.
Eventually. Neither one of us are old enough to actually have 25 years of experience, but hey, whatever. All right. So listen, we wanted to have you on to talk about the episode that Tony and I just recorded. I know you listened to it. We talked about this managing internal stakeholders idea. And so let me just open it up. You listened to the episode. Tell me, what resonated for you? What'd you think? How do you respond to that episode?
You know, there were so many points in there that you guys made that I would call out. One of them was a book of business, and just sort of like having that sense of in the partnership, how important are you to the partner? How important is the partner to you? Right. And understanding that it's an important one to, as you go to build that partnership, like what can you expect and why can you expect that? Well, you're super important. Okay. Understanding that. Putting yourself in the shoes of whomever it is from an internal stakeholder perspective, like your CEO, your CRO, the partners, the folks over in the partner side.
Yeah.
Being able to put like this probably just hits straight to the heart of your of EQ, right? Putting yourself in somebody else's shoes.
That's right. Yeah.
Is so valuable. That took me a long time to learn over the years, but it really makes a difference when you can do that. There's another one I thought that you mentioned, which really struck me as so true, which is, the execs in your, if you're in the partner, you're the partner, right?
Yep.
Your execs, they're not all knowing. Like, you think they are, especially if you're younger in career, that they are, they're where they are because they know everything, right? It's not so much that.
Yeah. Like,
they may know a little about the partnership. They may know a lot about the partnership. You may have talked with that CEO or CRO 2 weeks ago or a month ago about a very topic, and they've come back to you, a month later, a couple weeks later, and it's like that conversation didn't happen, but they've got so much going on in their world.
Right.
Like you're a part of their world, but there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And just because they're execs doesn't make them, impervious or, infallible. Like there's that, I think also speaks to the EQ bit, right? Which is
for sure.
As you're thinking about your internal stakeholders, external as well, like, there's a lot of people bits to this, right? Yeah. There's just a lot of people bits to this.
Yeah, man, I love that point, Michael. Just the, as a business owner myself, right? I don't know that I really ever appreciated the executives that I worked for, how many different things that they were dealing with at the same time until I was in that role, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have people on my own organization where I'm, sometimes I'm like, hey, I know we talked about this, but I don't remember where we landed on it because it wasn't that important to me at that time. Right. And so, that appreciation of, hey, I need to remember this person has a lot going on and I've got to kind of try and meet them where they're at and remind them of maybe something that happened in the past. That's really critical.
It is. Yeah. And you as the partner person, those execs, they appreciate it when you can sort of meet them where they are.
Yeah.
And in that way, you're not forcing them to remember everything. Like they're counting on you to do all that, to remember all that, and then, you know, touch points with them, just like bring them back up to speed. So yeah, there was a lot I thought in that session that you guys did, I got four of the things I wrote down, but I won't go into them all.
No, keep going. That's fine. Whatever. This is about you, kind of coming on and telling us a little bit about, how it works for you. Like,
yeah.
So let's go there. Are there some of the things in the episode that, that you think, hey, I've done that, or I would do that a little differently, or, what about some of that? Like, I know you've had some of these issues. You and I have talked about some of this before.
Sure.
Of how do I get my exec to understand the reality of this partnership?
Yeah, I think it's good as a partner, let's call it a partner person, right? Somebody in this career. There's a few things I like to think about when I sort of assess that partnership from both sides, right? Which is, what's the priority of that partnership to the business, to your business, to their business, right?
Right.
Where do you stand? And by the way, there may be four or five other partnerships that are going on that are part of that, part of your company, right?
Yeah.
Where are you both in relation to the partner, but also in the portfolio of your company?
That's right.
Have a good sense of that, right? I've got a few more here. So what's your leadership's team, or what's your company's, like, more broadly even, experience with that partner? And you probably had this as well, as you get a sense of where that partner is, how important that partner is to you, how to influence your internal stakeholders. How much experience do your stakeholders have with that partner, right? Because you know what it's like on the inside of whether it's, any one of the hyperscalers, they got their own way of, there's a lot of similarities, but they got their own way of doing things.
For sure. Yeah.
And if an exec has experience, or somebody else, one of your stakeholders has experience with that partner, great. That's super helpful. You can, that can be very influential and someone that you can, leverage, in fact. But if they don't, which a lot of, people inside a company, the sellers, the marketing team, probably a lot of them have never really worked with one of the hyperscalers or one of the, your partner. So it's another consideration. I think also I like to think about, what are the drivers, let's say to the leadership team, what are the drivers for this partnership, right? Yeah. And of course it's revenue. As often as not, or it could be market sort of awareness. You're trying to build up your cachet in that way, but let's say it's revenue, but there's something more to it than revenue, which is, we're trying to exit. We're trying to go public. We're trying to go private. Right.
Yeah.
And that partnership quite often, especially with the hyperscalers, can be super meaningful. Right. And so it's not just that revenue bit, it's understanding. And that can be understanding what the higher order is that's driving this partnership, right? Or the reason for being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're keying in on why sometimes these tactical conversations that we have with executives can feel so emotional.
Yes.
Right. Because they haven't necessarily shared with you their real agenda is. Because it's not even appropriate for them to share it with you. But man, you know, sometimes as the alliance guy or whatever, you walk away from one of those conversations being like, man, that was brutal. Like my own exec was really upset about the fact that we couldn't get whatever.
Right.
Because we don't know the big picture. We don't know what that's really a part of for those execs.
Yeah, for sure. And it could have been something as current as, like, they had a board meeting the day before. Right.
Yeah.
And the board's got the pressure on, not about the partnership, but about the business and
that's right,
where they want to take that. So, yeah, I think that's another one. Alignment with the partner. Like, do you feel like you guys are on the same page? Right.
Yep.
And there's a whole probably episode or episodes you could do on how to achieve that. But let's just say it's as simple as, are we aligned on that metric, that revenue metric, that whatever metric?
Yeah.
Do you have that as you're assessing this? And then I also think leadership. The leadership EQ can be a big one as well. Like, what kind of leaders do you have? What kind of personality is that leadership team? Is it aggressive? Is it, growth mindset? Is it whatever? And understanding that when you're trying to influence and, stakeholders internally and externally. And then, and this probably ties back to the one in my head, this probably ties back to the one is like, what's the driver for the partnership? But like, how fast does that partnership need to move?
Yeah.
Right. Like, how fast does it need to deliver results from, maybe it's a new partnership, right? A lot of the ones I've been involved with have tended to be more new, and they've got, you know, an 18 month runway to really produce, because that 18 months is when they, here's why we were, had this partnership to begin with, to get acquired, to do whatever. Yeah. So there's a lot, I think, that in my mind sort of adds up to like, to know what you need to know to be able to effectively influence your leaders, effectively influence the folks, you know, that, that maybe you work with more on a day to day, the sellers, the sales managers, whatever. I tend to try and, like, I guess as I've gone sort of further in career, those things start to raise up to the top. Yeah, it's about rolling up your sleeves and doing good work every day, like being the, you know, being the machine that really drives and delivers. But there's also this, like, you, it's people. It's a people business. It's always a relationship business. And there's these factors that you just don't know. And there's factors that you try and, like, keep, be alert to, like, try to pick up signals.
Right.
And they will serve you really well in influencing folks internally and at the partner.
What's your advice, Michael, to a younger in career channel person, alliance manager, partner development manager, whatever the title? What's your advice to them in terms of asking those questions, right? Like, because, you know, on the surface, you want to say, hey, you know, just ask your exec, hey, why does this matter so much? What, you know, help me understand the emotion behind that or whatever. Like, what's your advice to somebody who's maybe a little younger in career as to how okay is it to ask those questions? Like, would you encourage them to do that or not?
It's a tough one. You know, it's, I think that goes part of, I'd love to say yes, I'd encourage them to do that. But part of the answer has got to be like, well, what's the leadership EQ? Like, you have a sense of the personality of your company. Right. Right. Oh, and your leadership. Yeah. But I would say that these questions are all pretty fair game to ask. If not your, you know, your manager or, you know, one of the leaders, especially on these bigger partnerships, like these things can be super meaningful. So picking your moment, you know, being super, you know, brief, you know, sort of punchy about your question or your ask. But I think it's fair to, I think these are fair questions to ask folks, like, hey, why are we, like, what's the main driver here? And some of these things should become very obvious, like it's revenue, but we need this for an exit. You're going to have to intuit that, like, that isn't necessarily something that's going to be spoken.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously I don't think they can necessarily, they're not going to be able to tell you that detail, but they might be able to say, hey, look, there's a bigger picture here. Right. This partnership is super important that we achieve a particular revenue level in a certain amount of time to help us achieve our longer term strategic goals. Right. Like, they could say, they could be a little bit more generic, but I would agree with you. I think I would lean towards ask the question.
Yeah.
But to your point, pay attention to the EQ and then make sure you're asking it with a lack of emotion on your own side, right? Because if you go in with that question of, you know, you kind of hurt my feelings, why is that so, right? Like, it's all about checking yourself at the door and coming in for a business conversation with that exec to say, hey, I want to make sure that I'm moving my partnership in the right direction for the company. So help me understand what's behind this, right? I think that's a fair question to ask, but you probably got to practice asking it.
You know, it's probably the thing that took me the longest to learn, and maybe I've finally learned it right here towards, you know, as I'm 25 years in. But the professionalism that you bring and the lack of emotion that, and I mean that not in, like, you know, I'm just a robot, but in knowing yourself, right? And knowing maybe your first instinct is to react, right? Yeah. And to not do that. And I know this becomes very, like, let's meditate on this, but that it's not a bad idea. The, you knowing yourself and checking your emotion and being, you know, super professional, like, that goes a really long way with execs, regardless, for sure, in this situation, in this kind of question.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, as much as we like to think that, you know, they're not paying attention, the execs aren't, they're paying attention. Like, they will notice the emotional response.
For sure.
Versus the controlled response, if you will, for me, for lack of a better word. And it's probably been one of the, like, I'm more of a doer and a person that sort of, like, is ready to go.
Yeah.
And it's hard to it's taken a long time for me to get to that place where I can check the emotion and come in with a pro, you know, sort of pro mindset.
Yeah.
And part of that's also just a patience thing. Like as a channel person, the execs will say the same thing ultimately about any partnership. Like it always takes longer than you think it's going to take. Yeah. And it does.
Yeah.
Right. Like we want it to go as fast as possible, but it always takes longer. And so there's a patience element in there as you just go to ask that kind of question.
Yeah.
And it's very, maybe there's a lot of psychology in this, but
for sure, ton of psychology. I mean, look, this is a theme throughout everything that we do around partnerships with ultimately it's a sales job.
Mm.
And this idea of managing internal stakeholders is about selling your internal stakeholders on a particular idea, concept, action, right? It's always a sales job. And as soon as you forget that, that's when you start making mistakes. That's when you start, you know, it's all psychology for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. The sales part of it is super fun too, because as you start to influence people, as the business and the partnership starts to have some success, you can do that even more. People start to understand like, oh, okay, I got it even more. So it's like, I know how to interact with that partner's salespeople now.
Yeah.
And I understand that it's knocking down their quota when we do this together, because it's knocking down mine. And you know that as you start to get those champs internally,
yeah,
it becomes a lot easier to influence internally, including the execs, right? They'll start to say, yeah, I get it now. Like we're, you
for
know,
sure.
As obvious as knocking down their quota is to why the partnership's successful.
Yeah.
Seeing it. And that's the, you know, that's part of that is the sales process. And part of that is for selling internally. It's super fun to see.
For sure.
And be part of.
That's right.
That's right.
Look, Michael, we try and keep these episodes nice and short so people can, you know, listen to them on their commute or while they're walking or whatever. So we're at time, but I want to give you one last chance. I know you said you had a bunch of stuff written down. So take a quick look at your notes. Is there any last thing that you want to kind of throw out there as advice to somebody on, you know, hey, and don't forget about this or whatever? Any last words of wisdom you would give to someone who doesn't have 25 years of experience?
You know, I think we touched on a couple. I'll just reiterate them. One is, you know, the execs, as much as we like to think, especially when we're younger in career, that they know everything and that, you know, defer to them. They don't, and they'll admit it. And you know, often as not, they may even say that. And expect you to come to them with things that they don't know and to challenge them, right? Respectfully. Right. And that leads to the second point, which I would emphasize, which is always come pro, always come professional, always check your emotion. So easy to say.
Yeah, like, a lot harder to do.
I'm saying it like if anybody who's listening to this knew me 20 years ago, they're like, who are you?
For sure. You and me both, man. You and me both. Michael, thank you so much for coming on this episode with us. I appreciate it. I hope we can have you come back again sometime.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye, John.
Thank you for joining us today. Remember, the real world tests theories and creates leaders. Don't stop here. Subscribe, learn, and grow with us to make every experience count. Until our next real life story.